Inside the National Park Visitor Center, surrounded by displays showing the Little Rock Nine and what happened in 1957, Minnie Jean Brown Trickey struggled with her emotions.
There's a great deal of sadness, because what do we call ourselves now?
Jefferson Thomas has become the first of the Little Rock Nine to die. He had been suffering from pancreatic cancer. 53 years ago this month, they were part of the group that braved angry white mobs to attend Central. Trickey says Thomas's humor was key in their survival.
I've been looking at photos of us coming out of the school, and we're always laughing. Coming out of terror, and we're laughing. And that is in part because we had comedians, and Jeff was among the best. He had a very wry, self-effacing humor that helped us live. I know that people want to say we're brave and courageous, but sometimes somebody being funny was really important, and Jeff was really funny, and he's continued that until the moment of his death, no doubt.
Speaking in Little Rock in 2004, Jefferson Thomas said he struggled to keep from getting angry because he didn't want to end up in fights with other students.
It had to be a mindset, and I later on at Central learned to laugh and kind of make jokes about it when the guys were kicking and tripping and trying to, hit me. And most of the time they missed, because I just had the mindset that I wasn't going to get angry and forget about why I was here. I tried to, keep in mind, don't let them make you angry.
UALR history professor and associate dean of the graduate school, Johanna Miller Lewis, eventually became friends with Thomas.
He was very quiet, self-effacing, had a great sense of humor, liked to tell jokes on himself and stories about himself. But he was sort of quiet, and he had suffered for that during the crisis. He got bullied on a lot, but he followed his rules, which were to not react and not do anything. And I think that ate away at him a little bit later in life.
After Central, Thomas went to college and joined the military, serving as an infantry squad leader during the Vietnam War. He eventually moved to Columbus, Ohio, spending 27 years working as a civil servant for the Defense, Finance, and Accounting Services. Another of the Little Rock Nine, Terrence Roberts, tells KUAR that he wasn't surprised to learn of Thomas's death.
This was not entirely unexpected, since we all knew, that is, a group of us and a group of nine knew that Jeff had been experiencing some rather serious health problems for a few years now. And I had just learned that he had been hospitalized a few days before I learned that he had died. And it's a sad loss, for sure, especially because, we're such a small group. And with one of us passing away, we have shrunk down even more.
The last time all nine were able to get back together was in November.
Beautiful. Amazing.
When they reunited for a photo shoot outside the school by The New Yorker. As word spread Monday of Thomas's death, many people began stopping by the National Park Visitor Center across from the school.
We were visiting here in Little Rock, and we wanted to come by and see the site where all of this happened.
Elisa Jenkins and her husband are from Dallas and made their first trip to Central.
Kind of unreal. It's hard to imagine just to be able to go to school, which we all think now is a basic right, but soldiers have to get you into school. It's just unreal. It's just unreal. And it's just amazing to see how far we've come, in such a short period of time, but still how far we need to go.
Jefferson Thomas was 67 years old. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiplin. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Michael Hiplin in Little Rock. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. For KASU, I'm Michael Hiplin in Little Rock.